You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace. Happy Friday, friends. It's Rosie. Welcome to Radio Headspace. So this week, I've been talking all about progress, and making decisions is an important part of those small victories that inch us towards our goals. But dealing with choices, no matter how small, can prompt us to second-guess ourselves, which reminded me of a recent trip to my local coffee shop. There I was, standing in line, waiting to order a tea. I stared at the menu so that I could order with efficiency. As the next person got up to order, she paused and looked at the menu, and the other person behind me voiced, "Come on, lady, there's only 10 things on the menu." I glanced back and gave him my most mindful death stare as the clerk said, "Take your time." Eventually, I chose an oat milk matcha latte, and as I drank it and cooled down from the interaction, I began to think of how many decisions we make in a day. I read once that having too many options can shut down your brain. It's called choice overload, and it can at times result in decision fatigue, which causes us to stick to the same options or can cause you to avoid deciding altogether. So what do we do? How do we get to a place where we can speak up and feel good about the decision we are making? Last week, I was at a work meeting surrounded by two friends and two colleagues, crammed around a tiny table in another noisy coffee shop. We were there to socialize and to discuss an upcoming project where I would be guiding a meditation workshop. This project was specifically for women, and we had been planning it for quite some time. As we went through the programming list, we realized we had too many workshop offerings for the short amount of time we were going to be there. Half of us thought that less options were better. The other half thought more options was the way to go. Ultimately, it was the production leader, Julia, who was the person to decide. So we laid the list before her and her cafe au lait. Julia seemed a bit defeated and wasn't able to make a choice. so we concluded our session and walked to our cars. I asked Julia, "What's wrong? Is everything okay?" She sort of curtly responded that she was fine, got in her car, and sped off. Less than a minute later, she called me and expressed that she wasn't okay, that she couldn't decide, felt overwhelmed, and didn't think she could produce the event at all. We chatted for a bit as I reassured her that she was the only person who could run this event full of women that, like her, love to be supported by their community. My speculation was that perhaps Julia was suffering from a little choice overload. Simply talking things over helped her make a decision, which she announced at the next meeting. And with her leadership, the event was a success. Our brain wants to reduce complexities when there are too many decisions to be made. So what can we do to minimize that overload? If you are too overwhelmed to make a choice, don't. If you are in line getting ready to order, just step aside. If you are supposed to make a decision at work and need a little more time, ask for it. And that doesn't always mean taking an extra day or week. Even just taking a few minutes to process everything, weigh out your options, and when you're ready, go for it. So with all that said, I'd like to share a contemplation exercise to create some inner space. Center yourself. If it's comfortable, close your eyes, unless you're driving, and breathe evenly. Bring to mind the last big decision you had to make without judgment. Take a deep, long breath and relax your shoulders. Notice what it felt like in your body to know what you want. If any doubt arises, just return to your breath and relax your body. As you breathe, remember that this inner space can be accessed at any time. I like to use this exercise whenever I need a little reminder that I can make a choice. So try it for yourself and see how you feel. And if you like confidence-boosting practices, my fellow meditation teacher, Dora, has a building self-confidence meditation in the app. That's it for now. If you want to share your thoughts with me about this episode, be sure to find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.